make it Monday morning, shall we? Monday the 17th of March. Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm wearing a green shirt. As if that was important. I saw more silly people, and it actually started on Friday night here in Los Angeles. People walking around with green hair and green pants and green shoes and green skin and just green silly stuff. People, anything, any excuse to have a party and to drink. And that's pretty much what this is all about. That is what St. Patrick's Day is about. It isn't in the mind of the people, especially the younger people, anything about St. Patrick or what the day was about or what it really means. So you have that in the back of your mind. Does that sound a little cynical from my perspective? Well, it is. Speaking of cynicism, how many people are becoming cynical when it comes to this Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 and what has happened to it? The latest on that is pretty interesting. I find that the focus pretty much with everybody that I talk to is the same. It's pretty much all about this airplane. Yeah, is there a discussion of what's going on in the Ukraine? Yeah, there is to a certain extent. Is there a discussion about the dog that mauled the child? Yep, there's some of that. There's always lots of discussion in my world anyway, and I hope it's in yours because it's stimulating. And what we have here is more stimulation with regard to the fate. Here's what I think. At this point in time, I talked to a few of my psychic friends, one of them is Uri Geller, and we're going to have him on in a bit. There are a lot of people who think the plane is whole, it's on the ground, that the people that were in the plane are all dead. What I haven't heard is something, I haven't heard a lot, and that's why I want to have Uri on, who's been approached by some substantial people to help in the search. If you don't know who Uri Geller is, other than being a friend of mine and a friend of this program's, someone who may be considered to be the most sensitive guy on the planet when it comes to finding things, whether it's people or things. That's what his stock and trade has been. And we all know that Flight 370 disappeared without a trace March 8th. 239 people were on board. He's also known, Uri is known as the spoon bender, right? He's also referred to often as a psychic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But in this circumstance, he's been asked to use what he has to explain what has happened to the plane. So with his remote viewing, he has established what he thinks is the fate of the plane and what has happened with the plane. Where the plane is, and whether he's right or he's wrong, I find in my own experience he's more right than he is not. I'll give you what I'm thinking, though. The plane has been taken down. Uri says that the pilots were overcome by a fire in the plane. But I think the plane's on the ground. I think it was hijacked because there's a very valuable cargo in it. I don't think it has anything to do with aliens or anything else. I think it has to do with greed. I think all of the people were killed when it went to 45,000 feet, and the compression, which the actual compressor, the part of the plane which keeps the inside pressure pretty similar to what you'd find on the ground, or at least to 10,000 feet, was shut off, so all the people died. I'm just thinking that that's the only scenario that I can come up with. And maybe it is. There have been how many? Dozens and dozens and dozens of various scenarios painted. What's yours? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to, I was going to say to Kenny, but Ken Kessler's technical world has fallen apart overnight, so he's not able to be with us, and as a result, I can't get on to our Facebook page or Twitter account, so we'll work with the old-fashioned, doesn't it seem strange to say that, the old-fashioned way of communicating using either the web or the phone at 888-302-DOUG, the World Wide Web celebrating what some people think is its 25th anniversary. Do you know how much difference there is between the Internet and the World Wide Web? That's a subject for later on. I just found it interesting to listen to a lot of conversations over the weekend about the technology that we use today. And when you think how fresh it is, that is, how young it is and how much we can do with it, can you imagine what will happen in another 25 years or 100 years? Whew. All right. So let's get to the conversation about the disappearance of that Malaysian airliner. It's exposed wide gaps in how the world's airlines and their regulators operate, for one thing. Experts warn this isn't likely to be one of those defining moments that lead to fundamental changes, though, for financial and technical reasons, because of issues that are tied to national security. The status quo is probably going to prevail in the way that passports are checked and aircraft are tracked and searches are coordinated. What are there, like, I think 40 different countries involved, or close to that now, 40 different countries that are involved in trying to figure out what happened to this plane. And every place, anything you see where there's an investigation, it's really pretty amazing. All of the different pieces of information that has come about as a result of this really phenomenal reality. Here's a plane, one of the largest planes built, a 777, and nobody can find it. Nobody knows where it is. Is that because something extra special happened? Or is it because the countries involved can't work alongside one another? They don't trust one another. So nothing is really being done. I find this whole thing to be, I don't know if it's maddening, but I find it to be, it's actually pretty outrageous when you think about it. What do you think? 888-302-3684. It's coming out to 14 past the hour. Some of the Sunday morning news programs dealing with this. That's where we have a lot of news talk stations in this hour that we have listened to, monitored bits and pieces of audio from some of the Sunday morning programs and news programs, and what their focus has been with regard to the missing Malaysia airliner. The mystery continues here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
888-302-3684. As the focus on the Malaysian airliner continues, I find this whole thing, it really is fascinating, frankly. Let's listen to this discussion that took place on CNN's State of the Union yesterday. Candy Crowley talks to a panel of aviation experts about how this disaster, this plane, is unique from previous airplane situations, on the possibility the plane may never be found.
Have you ever seen a mystery like this? And you seem to be saying, we correct things pretty quickly, and therefore everything kind of is new each time something
happens. Right. I mean, kind of like polio and smallpox. We used to have recurring things that we solved, accidents that happened for repeating causes, that they were, they've pretty well all been solved. There aren't any recurring causes of large airplane accidents anymore. Every one of them is a one-off event. Now here, this airplane went missing. In the modern jet era, this is really unprecedented. We're not talking about Bermuda Triangle, Amelia Earhart. We're talking about the modern jet era, and we haven't seen an airplane disappear like this for this length of time.
And Richard, you would, again, you're a huge fan and booster of the 777, but there is no way that you can see that after as many years as it's been in service that it would develop a problem so serious that it could have caused any of this.
Now, this jet's in its sweet spot. It's been around long enough, 19 years, to know all the kinks, and yet none of the planes have aged out. This one is only 12 years old, which in car years is 2.5. It's really not the jet.
And I think probably, you know, as we look at, Chad, the fears of terrorism, this, again, I remember, so I said to someone last night, oh, they didn't take the plane and take it to an island and do this. And they said, yeah. And you would have said in 1999 that no one would take a jet plane and crash it into a building. So
that's right. And I think, Candy, in a world where, like, with TV shows like Homeland and 24, or with people like Edward Snowden who are, you know, alleging that the governments can follow our every call, our every movement, it's difficult for people to understand how this could possibly happen. But we the world's a big place, and the reality is you can't rule that out.
And Colleen, from your perspective, it is sort of weird that you can find your iPhone, but you can't find the 777.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes. Yeah. No, I mean, in today's technologically connected world, people find it very hard to believe that there can be something, a mystery that can go on like this, that things can be lost. But the fact is that searching is an imperfect science, and it's a very, very big area. So there's a lot of uncertainty there.
So hopefully, any doubts, any place here that this will remain unsolved?
So I'm still confident, I have to say, not quite as confident as I was on day one, that this accident will be solved to a high degree of certainty.
What do you all think?
I agree with Steve, though.
Things totally go away.
Too big to let go, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
Malaysian government officials say that the search for the plane now spans large tracts of land crossing 11 countries, as well as deep and remote ocean areas. Officials have also reached out to over 25 countries for assistance in providing satellite data, some other specific assets relevant to the search and rescue mission. The countries include Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, China, Laos, Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, Australia. Investigators examining the flight simulator in the home of the captain have also searched the home of his co-pilot. Intelligence officials are focusing on the possibility that at least one of the pilots is responsible for the disappearance. 21 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Monday.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside.
Is there a more typically Irish song appropriate for St. Patrick's Day than Bing Crosby's version of Danny Boy? You hear a lot of different versions of that probably during the day today. That's A-OK. Monday, happy St. Patrick's Day, 24 after the hour. Now, back to the Malaysian Airlines situation. Here's a radio host named Lisa Ann Walters discussing how the plane's disappearance seems like it comes sort of straight out of a movie.
In order to have a plane full of people not contact anybody and have the entire thing become a bad ABC hour long, a bad version of Lost, there has to be intent behind keeping people from communicating. That's number one, which they finally confirmed last night was the case. I also said, I am so sorry, but is there a spot in the planet or above the planet anywhere where we don't know what's going on via satellite? There are satellites covering virtually every single spot of the entire planet. It's pinging off of something they're just not telling us yet. Or they're making sure they kind of know before they release information. Or one country says one thing and another country doesn't want to piss anybody off, and they're waiting.
And Malaysia's been almost categorically denying all of this stuff right up until last night when they go, it was intentional.
Well, and it was the Prime Minister of Malaysia, in fact. So last week when we were first discussing this mystery, disappearing airplanes, there's no mystery. There's intent on someone's part. The next thing I said was, what were the names of those pilots again? Nobody wanted to answer me because they are clearly Muslim dudes and nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to. They don't want to say it. It was in this news story on Saturday. By Sunday, nobody had the names in the news stories. Do you realize that, Amy King?
Yes.
Okay. You do realize that, right? I'm not the only crazy person here going, okay, I understand not profiling, but you're literally going to bury the information and not say it? So what? So people don't, maybe think that's what happened. You got to think that's what happened. One or the other. If it's not both, then one disabled the other and took that sucker somewhere. Which, if you're just hearing this for the first time, was either they're thinking two corridors, either North Vietnam / Indonesia or Kazakhstan / Turkmenistan. Turkmenistan.
And now they're saying that the plane was in the air for about 7 hours. Somewhere they're
right,
saying
afterwards.
Between 6.5, 7 hours.
Oh, here's something else they said, because this went through my mind. Tell me if it didn't go through any of your minds out there, you armchair Monday morning quarterbacks out there. Everybody who's been training on solving mysteries since Law and Order and CSI. Thank you. Since that first started airing, who hasn't been going, okay, what about this? What about this? And they're making fun of me here. They're like, wait, is this movie in your head starring Harrison Ford? Yes. Because the first thing I thought was, if you're not going to disable the ability to have people text or phone out, you're doing something to incapacitate a plane full of people, i.e., who saw that movie Night and Day with Tom Cruise and everybody passes out? You either release something into the plane and you wear a gas mask. Again, that's my screenwriter head. I realize it sounds far-fetched, but you tell me what the other option is. I'll tell you what it is because they discovered it. They flew that plane past the 43,100-foot window that's advised for Boeing 777s into 45,000 feet. You realize that, Amy King?
Yes, there were very severe variations mm-hmm. of flight.
And what happens when you do that?
What happens when that happens?
You pass out. You go unconscious.
See, and I speculation, but I don't think they went up high first. I think they went down low first.
They didn't, to avoid the initial radar. Most likely. That's what people are saying anyway.
888-302-3684. One source says the search will concentrate on the southern Indian Ocean today.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour on the Monday Doug Stephan Good Day program, with a focus on the Malaysian Airlines flight, our poll over the weekend to Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, DougStephan.com, asked what you thought about the way the news media had been covering the Flight 370 mishap, if that's probably a gentler way of putting it as you can put it. Let's see the results. 31% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said it's been repetitive and boring. A lot of people criticizing CNN because that seems to be about the only thing they've been on the air with. 20% of you said the news media has been doing a good job. 19% said the coverage has been okay. 18% said it's been excessive. 13% said it seems like it's all they have covered all week long. For those of you who are just joining us, the situation now suggests that the investigation into where the plane has gone, concentrating on the southern Indian Ocean, about 1,000 miles off the coast of Australia. A lot of different countries are involved. Here for his theory and also for the overall situation, I want his theory, but also how it is that he's been asked to get involved. Uri Geller, as most of you know, very close to this program, sometimes described as the spoon bender, sometimes described as a psychic. Uri, you've been asked by a substantial figure to help in the search for the plane. How so?
Well, that is absolutely true, Doug. Of course, I cannot reveal the name of that person, but hearing about the controversy it's causing, remember that Malaysia is a Muslim country, and I've been sent reports today that they're actually calling me the Jewish Uri Geller. It's interesting because what happened there is that the Home Minister, who is called Dakut Seri, Dr. Ahmed Zaid Hamidi, he today denied being friends with Raja Boma. Now, he's a witch doctor. Raja is a witch doctor. And probably you all saw that video clip of them doing some type of a voodoo ritualistic act, which was filmed and it was put on YouTube and it went viral because I respect different and cultures and certain rituals, but it did look kind of strange and weird and quirky. And now that they discovered that I'm involved, they are questioning, who do I really know in Malaysia? And obviously, the Prime Minister, Najib Razak's wife, her name is Rosma Mansour. She too has been accused of being involved in hiring the witch doctors and shamans to help the government locate the missing airplane. And my name again is brought in, like Jewish psychic and famed spoonbender Uri Geller has told the foreign media that a significant figure asked him to help find the plane. So they're trying to link me in with the Prime Minister's wife and so on. Anyhow, to make a long story short, Doug, what happened is, when I was asked to do this, I tweeted that this is the way it came out. I innocently, honestly, I didn't even think left or right. I just thought I need help. So I tweeted and Facebooked a request for my followers to do remote viewing and send their mind through space and time and bring back information that could help me. Obviously, Twitter and Facebook is available, you know, to the open public. And that's how it got to the press. And, you know, my last theory, and it was the first theory too, was, and I told this substantial figure, that what I believed happened is the following. One, either somebody broke into the cockpit and instructed the pilot to do what he did. But my bigger and stronger theory is that it is the pilot himself. Now, this is my opinion, and I'm titled for my opinion. So that's where it is at now.
Is your opinion based on the feedback that's come from these people that you've asked to do remote viewing? Is it from your own instincts? I know in my own circumstance, in my friendship of over 20 years with you, you have helped me, and every time you've helped me, when it's been something like my dog being lost or something that was maybe not quite as important, you've always been right. You're right certainly more often than you're wrong. So in this circumstance, you sound like you're pretty convinced this is what's happened.
Yes, very much so. I'm totally and utterly convinced. And now they're, you know, it's all over the news, like you said. The media is obsessed with this story, but maybe they should. Because, Doug, look, let's face it. The plane is an American-made plane. It's a Boeing 777. American lives are on it. It's a huge mystery. Can you ever recall a plane disappearing like this? It's such a big, sophisticated, technologically advanced airplane. Can't just vanish into thin air, Doug. So, of course, the media are interested because we are interested. Ordinary people out there. The person who says they're overdoing it, statistically, I don't believe it's being overdone because the plane is missing. And you know, from the most extreme crazy theory that a UFO abducted the plane or it went into a warp, a black hole and disappeared, to the more logical that it was a hijacking and the plane landed somewhere. So these 280 families are hoping that that's true because they want their loved ones back. But then there is a higher possibility that the pilot crashed the plane.
So the authorities have gone through his home. They've gone through the home of the co-pilot. I thought rather interesting. The co-pilot's only 27 years old and hasn't got a lot of flight time. And most of the time, at least in the airlines, many American pilots are working for foreign airlines. There are some American pilots working for Malaysia Airlines. And in America, they don't get they don't get into that seat unless they have a lot more experience than 2,000 hours. And, you know, you kind of wonder, what's that all about? Why would there be an assignment of somebody to a plane like that that was so inexperienced?
I was absolutely stunned, like you, that a 27-year-old gets a co-pilot job in such a sophisticated airplane, because usually, you know, there's nothing wrong with being 27 and a great pilot, you know that, but because there are tens of thousands of fantastic pilots and they're 21, 22, 23. But usually there are, I don't know how it works, but usually you grade pilots by the size of airplanes and by the sophistication of what they have to learn and study and experience. So I would have thought that a 27-year-old would fly a smaller airplane that is a domestic flights and so on. So yeah, I'm just shocked. The other amazing story is that the pilot himself was obsessed with Anwar Ibrahim, who is, you know, who was convicted in a court, and he went that morning. We all know this because it's all in the press. And so this is so incredible that this pilot goes to the court. He is very disappointed about the verdict, and he goes into the plane, and then who knows what's his psychological psyche build up in his mind. And that's well what led me to believe that indeed he might have crashed the plane, or the best scenario would be that he hijacked the plane mm-hmm. and the people are still alive.
See, I think the plane's on the ground somewhere, and I don't think the people are alive. I think there was a cargo that was very valuable, and for some reason or another, not a lot of people knew about it until after the fact. The pilot knew there was something valuable in there, worked in concert with some other people who figured out a way to get the plane on the ground.
And well, so, you see, Doug, what you just said is another theory
yep.
that fuels the interest and the curiosity of the media.
Yeah.
So the media cannot be blamed. You are right. I'm also quite amazed at how much CNN, how many acres and
yeah.
acres of news articles and interviews. It's just going on and on and on. But until this mystery will not be, until it will be solved, this will continue.
Uri Geller with his theory. By the way, the fact that they were, it's a Muslim country and the pilots were Muslims, that is something that stirs the pot here in America anyway.
Very much so.
You can imagine. Uri Geller. Go ahead, Uri.
Yeah, I just want to say that to those who want to know about remote viewing and how it works, and people are working now with remote viewing to locate where the plane is, just go and get The Secret Life of Uri Geller. It's a book written by Financial Times, a journalist. You'll find it fascinating.
Yep, you certainly will. All right, Uri, thank you. Uri Geller on the Good Day program with his overview, the request for getting involved in what he thinks happened, the facts. These are the facts. The flight took off from Kuala Lumpur Airport on its way to Beijing on Saturday, the 8th of March. About 50 minutes later, the aircraft lost contact with air traffic control. No distress call has ever been made. On board, there were 12 Malaysian crew members, 227 passengers, 14 different countries, 153 Chinese, 38 Malaysians, two Iranian male passengers were traveling on fake passports. Neither has any links to terrorist groups. No debris from the plane has been found. 10 countries, including China, the U.S., Singapore, are using 42 ships and 39 aircraft searching the sea. So that's where it is at the moment, 16 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-421-6656. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Pretty amazing, this whole business with the Malaysia airliner, isn't it, huh? All the people that are involved, what people are saying and thinking. I said that during this hour, and you know that if you're following this program with regularity, that on Mondays we take a lot of bits and pieces from the Sunday morning news programs on television. So let's get one more piece of that audio from the Malaysia discussion, the airline discussion from Fox. Here's James Rosen reporting on the scoop. The search was narrowing down because of what somebody has realized has actually happened to the plane.
While a search zone for the missing Malaysian airliner widens, the probe into what happened is narrowing, with Malaysian authorities saying this morning their investigation has entered a new phase. The plane's pilots are drawing increased scrutiny now that Malaysian officials have disclosed that the communication systems for the Boeing 777 were intentionally shut off in successive fashion 14 minutes apart. Police on Saturday searched the homes of the two co-pilots and took a special interest in the flight simulator installed in the home of the captain, 53-year-old Zahari Ahmad Shah, who had logged more than 18,000 hours in the air and who showed off the simulator in this YouTube video. The turning off of the plane's data reporting system and its transponder, which transmits location and altitude, coupled with the known movements of the aircraft, which some have likened to evasive tactics, have led authorities to frame the disappearance of Flight 370 not as a catastrophic systems failure, but as the result of intentional conduct by someone who knew well the plane's intricacies and capabilities.
Up until the point at which it left military primary radar coverage, these movements are consistent with deliberate action by someone on the plane.
25 countries are now said to be involved in the search for the plane or for its wreckage. The U.S. Navy's guided missile destroyer USS Kidd is scouring the Indian Ocean, while the Navy's Poseidon plane, a maritime patrol aircraft, is flying over the Bay of Bengal. In all, the search zone now encompasses a 5,000-mile area.
There's a reason why the Malaysian government is confident that it was Flight 370 that sent signals to a satellite many hours after it disappeared from radar. That's because the signals from commercial aircraft to satellites always include a code that confirms the identity of the plane. And that's something that has been talked about before. I think now it's pretty, this is pretty certain information. The code comes from information being sent out by the airliner's engines. Happens for all planes. There are all kinds of ways of being in touch. That's what makes this thing so bizarre. The Ukraine vote coming up next here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Stay on the Good Day program now, 53 past the hour. Ken Kessler not with us today, so we're focusing, as we normally do in this hour, especially on some of the news that comes out of the weekend television question and answer sessions. The latest from the Crimea, no shock here, 95% of the voters going back to Russia. The two options were for Russia to take back the Crimea or for it to stay as an autonomous state connected to the Ukraine. There was no option to keep the status quo. In other words, it was going to Russia or have more autonomy, but not necessarily stay with Ukraine. But the connection would have been more direct than it is going to be now. 58% of Crimeans are of Russian ethnicity, rest made up of Ukrainians and Tatars. Tatars in particular boycotted the election as they fear life would be worse for them under the Kremlin. Russia said it accepts the results. Same cannot be said of the West. I find it kind of arrogant, frankly. I think you could make an argument that we came together as a result of the same sort of thing. Our country was formed out of the same kind of thing that went on this weekend. I mean, you can make that argument anyway. Let's listen to this excerpt from This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He talked with reporter Alexander Marquardt and anchor Brianna Goldriga about the referendum that was held in the Crimea.
Voters have been coming to polling stations like this one across Crimea all day. There is little suspense in this historic vote. Crimeans, those who aren't boycotting, expected to vote overwhelmingly in favor of joining Russia. Amid new fears, President Putin is looking to expand his grip in Ukraine. This morning, we drove with 27-year-old Damian Koslov as he went to cast his vote to join Russia.
The holiday.
For Damian, the vote means going back home.
I'm Russian and I want to live in Russia and
It's a real holiday. It's a real event. It is one of the most important days in all my life.
The process was simple and quick. The voters quiet but determined.
So how does it feel?
Yeah, we are going to Russia.
The United States and Europe have slammed the referendum as illegitimate. But Russian and Crimean leaders, like Prime Minister Sergei Aksyonov, argue it is simply about Crimeans choosing for themselves where they belong. I think that President Obama is a smart man who understands that it's impossible to ignore the will of the majority of Crimeans, he told us. I hope Americans will understand that today, Crimeans also have a right to a free choice. Already, the international focus is shifting from Crimea to eastern Ukraine. Almost 9,000 Russian troops have massed along Ukraine's border. While in eastern cities, dueling protests have grown deadly. And now, Russia says it is considering calls to intervene. In the first sign that Russia may be moving beyond Crimea, scores of Russian troops have seized a natural gas terminal outside Crimea in Ukraine. We've learned that Ukrainian troops have surrounded the area, setting up a tense and potentially explosive standoff. George?
Okay, Alex Marquardt, thanks very much. Very tense there. I'm here now with GMA Weekend anchor Bianna Golodryga. And Bianna, we're getting some confusing reports from the region this morning. You see there, military moving in the Crimea. You were able to talk to Ukraine's foreign minister.
That's right. I did speak with the foreign minister, and he's hopeful but not very optimistic that this will be resolved peacefully. But I started the interview by asking him about whether or not that gas plant was seized.
We do see it as a provocation and one of those many provocations that Russians are trying to organize on the territory of Ukraine. We will not go for provocation since we wanted to go for a peaceful solution of this crisis.
And your ministry actually issued a statement saying that Ukraine reserved the right to use all necessary means to stop a military invasion by Russia. Do you have the military to back up that statement?
If you compare the military arsenals of Ukraine and Russia, of course, the Russians' positions are much better, overwhelming positions and strengths. But however, what we have on Ukrainian side, something that is very important in confrontations, and this is that all the nation is proud of, is the spirit of Ukrainian people.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the height of war, where would you say you feel the situation is right now?
Quite high.
Quite high. And equally disturbing, I asked if he had a chance to speak with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. He said no, that John Kerry was trying to orchestrate a meeting. Remember that the Russians have not recognized this legitimate government now in Ukraine. But, of course, they have been recognized in the U.S. The prime minister and the foreign minister were in Washington last week where they said they got bipartisan support.
All right, so you got the story. Majority of voters in Crimea support leaving Ukraine and joining Russia as the preliminary ballots are all counted. The White House looks very weak on this. Matter of fact, our country and the response to this kind of weak. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.